Three schools in Midway Independent School District are over 100% capacity. Two elementary schools, South Bosque and Castleman Creek, and Midway Middle School. The $148 million bond proposal would create a new elementary school, eliminate the intermediate schools Woodgate and River Valley, and repurpose them. Woodgate would become an elementary school, and River Valley would become a middle school. At a State of the School luncheon this past week, school officials met to update the community and talk about the proposal, as well as how to prepare for the projected growth of an additional 2,000 students expected to enroll in the next 10 years. George Kazanis, the superintendent at MISD, says the bond proposal would also add an addition for career and technical education to Midway High School.
If we have this new facility, then we can renovate those classrooms for just general education type classrooms like English or math. And at the same time, meet the growing demand of and our student interest in career and technical education, which also though leads to them being prepared either for college or for career.
MISD has one of the lowest property tax rates in McLennan County. It recently dropped to $1.25 after staying a consistent $1.32 since 2008. The drop was a result from the last Texas legislative session, where lawmakers approved House Bill 3, which increases school funding by $6.5 billion and sets aside $5.1 billion to lower school district taxes.
The other part of these new dollars in public education is to fund more from the state level instead of the local property collections that had been occurring.
The MISD tax rate structure consists of two funds, maintenance and operations, which pays for day-to-day expenses like salaries, utilities, supplies, repairs, and fuel, and interest and sinking, a debt service fund, which are principal and interest payments on debt issued for new constructions, renovations, and more. The tax rate for the Maintenance Operations Fund dropped from $1.04 to 97 cents in August as a result of House Bill 3, while the tax rate for interest and sinking remained at the same 28 cents. If the bond proposal passes in November, the full tax rate could drop another cent to $1.24. Kazana says the additional drop is due to a rise in property values in the district, which has added capacity in the amount the school can borrow. Also,
the fact that we don't sell bonds over 20 years, any excess dollars that we collect have been applied toward paying down our principal and interest, and so that has added more capacity. And so we actually can lower it one more penny if this bond election is approved by our voters.
Early voting begins on October 21st through November 1st. The bond election is on November 5th. For KWBU, I'm Kate Lee Mills.